wait today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and you good girls. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this partly sunny day, about 50 degrees in the state of Minnesota here, Thursday, October 27th, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Hola.
Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. Do you know how many times, folks, that we get phone calls from people that want to be off air or they leave us emails? They're afraid to go on the air. Folks, we're not going to bite. We're not dogs. We're radio show hosts. We're the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
We're your friends. And if you love truth, then we're definitely friends. We're in this together, right? If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call. We want to hear the heartbeat of America on a daily basis because this is your show. That's all. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. The standard of our conduct and the standard of our conversation is in Christ Jesus. That's a great place to be. Folks, as I always say and I'll say again, it's a terrible place when your brains are in somebody else's head, and I'm talking about the carnal man. Boy, that's really weird language. I know it's biblical vernacular.
You mean they put your brains in somebody's head?
Yeah, it's like Nicodemus saying to Jesus, what must a man be reborn again? How's he going to do that? Born of the Spirit in the Word, right? Yeah, okay, gotcha. Folks, the Sons of Liberty want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. Now, how many people out there can actually say that? There's a couple of them out there doing it. Praise God for what they're doing, for the degree that they are doing it, mm-hmm. for the degree of truth that they're willing to stay in and walk in, to the degree that they're willing to walk in the light that they have. It's a good thing. It's a great place to be. When you're exposing darkness, that's our job. That's what patriots do, folks. As a matter of fact, the word patriot means to uphold dying laws. Either you are an enemy to this radio show, or you're a friend, or you're a patriot. Hopefully you're a patriot, and hopefully you enemies will be converted, because we don't seek your condemnation, we seek your Reformation, and your conversion. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Over the last three... Oh, do you want to say something? I'm sorry.
No, but I do want to point out...
Your mom does pay me a lot of money, so I better let him say something, because if his mom hears this, she's gonna cut back on the giving here. But go ahead.
I wonder if that's why she didn't take me out to eat very often. She was saving up to pay you one day.
She totally was.
Goodness.
That's why I take you out to eat now.
That's awesome. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Those ribs were good this past Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. But really quick, folks, we had a caller yesterday that listens in on the phone line, and a lot of you folks listen through the GCN phone line system, and you're not aware of what time the show is actually going live. So for all of you, just to understand that we are 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. We're live every single day, except for Saturdays. Saturdays we're on from 4 to 6 p.m., but we invite you to join us live, call in live. It's from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time, and again, on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. Sundays, we have the day off, but you can listen to the on-the-demand feed.
Are we talking about, not to confuse what you just expressed to the people in this great and wonderful country of ours, but are we not talking about maybe picking up some more time during the week? Because only an hour, you're talking about limiting me about the hour, but the time
quick.
The hour's up, I'm just getting warmed up.
It's like a forced discipline, and then when it expands.
No, really. Yeah. You start to get going. You get oiled.
Yeah.
You know, about the time you start getting oiled up, it's like, let's start talking.
It's over.
Yeah, and usually, folks, what happens when we're on live radio on Saturday, people will call in the second hour, and I don't know what that is. Do they wake up at, like, 5 o'clock
That's
rather
right.
than 4 o'clock?
They're getting oiled up, too.
Totally.
Their elbows oiled, ready to dial in.
Cool. But, you know, again, we just want to encourage you to be a part of this show. We're not here to bite your head off. We're very aggressive about what we do, and you need be. By the way, that's the very spirit of Christianity, aggressive Christianity, said Catherine Booth, William Booth's wife, who was the founder of Salvation Army. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Aggressive Christianity. Christianity, by its very nature, is aggressive, not passive. Mm-hmm. Passivity and aggressiveness, it's like oil and water.
Yeah, it's like
faith without works is dead. You get the point.
How did Christianity get around the globe? Did it get there by people praying and sitting in the room?
I got it. The book of the Acts of the Apostles. That's how.
They were acting?
Acts. Action. A verb.
Action.
Absolutely. Folks, over the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about an exposition that we've done in over 330 schools in 22 different states. And we've been blowing it and proclaiming it from the top of the housetops for you, America. And we've been taking piece by piece. And it looks like we'll probably have another 3 weeks of this. But the content is so good, it puts your feet on the ground. It tears everything outside of who we are down, but it puts your feet back on the ground as to who we are. George Washington rightly said religion and morality are the very essentials of civil society. Religion and morality. And that's what we're always bringing it back to. Who are we, not who are we not? Who's breaking the law and who is not breaking the law? I've said this before and I'll say it again, folks. To the right, especially to the conservatives, you are supposed to be preservatives. You have a left in your country because you're not doing the right thing right now at all times. Now, if you were doing the right thing all the time, you wouldn't have to worry about the problems that you have in your country. But if we would do what God told us and commanded us to do, we would have something called peace in our country, and we'd have a future for our posterity. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about sickness versus choice. Again, the exposition. By the way, it's also a part of a five-part documentary called My War, which is available on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you want to check out the trailer, you can go ahead and do that. We'll be right back after this break. And again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jake wants to highlight something before we start to kick this off.
Again, today the topic is sickness versus choice. And folks, this is going to open your eyes to a whole lot of garbage that's going on out in society today. A lot of lies in your lives and in society.
It kills the bureaucracy, what
totally
truth does, yes.
It brings it back down and thins things out, which is where they should be. But you can find that at the Facebook page. Again, folks, we encourage you to become fans of the Sons of Liberty Facebook page. Right on sonsoflibertyradio.com in the upper right-hand corner. And there's a video clip, and Bradley also did a blog, and you can find that there as well. Both links you can check out. And we're posting stuff daily, so as you hear the topics of the show, you can go back to the Facebook and reference it afterwards. Again, at sonsoflibertyradio.com in the upper right-hand corner, just click on the Facebook icon and become a fan of Sons of Liberty Radio.
The statement that we've been making over the last 3 weeks has been by Victor Hugo when he said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, caused or allowed the darkness." Let's go to sickness versus choice. Have you ever noticed that in America, the youth have been taught to equate immorality, lawlessness, breaking the law, with sickness rather than making bad choices? Lawlessness, sin, which is found in 1 John 3:4, is moral, not physical. In other words, I can choose to obey and to do the good, or I can choose to disobey and do the bad. I cannot choose to overlook the right choice, make the wrong choices, and then excuse myself from the consequences of that choice by saying that I'm sick for making it. You have the power to choose from the heart to do either the good or the bad, the right or the wrong, to obey or to disobey. After all, right must always be right, and don't ever forget that. Choice means, in Webster's 1828, the act of choosing, the voluntary act of selecting or separating from two or more things that which is preferred, or the determination of the mind in preferring one thing to another. Everything we do is choice, folks. For example, if I'm hungry, I make the choice to eat. If I'm thirsty, I make the choice to walk to the cupboard, get a glass, fill it up with a drink of my choice, and then swallow it down. This is choice. I can equate it with the choices that young people make today, such as rebelliousness, sex, drinking, drugs, stealing, dishonoring their parents, and even killing. Now, these are not sicknesses, folks. They are simple violations of the law by making bad choices. Sickness in Webster's 28 means the state of being diseased. Listen carefully. Disease is involuntary. It's not by choice that one gets a disease. So let's differentiate the difference between choice versus sickness. About 15 years ago, I was watching a program on TV where a man who was grossly overweight had a supposed eating disorder. They said that he was sick and that he just could not help himself. He was so big, in fact, that he could no longer get out of bed, poor guy. And as time went on during the show, I noticed that the camera crew started to play the emotions of the guest audience. They would show a man, the camera angle of the man, lying helplessly on the bed, and then immediately swing back to the guest audience, who began to cry for this man, who, as they said, just could not help himself. Again, they said that this man was sick. No. The guest audience was playing right into the hands of the camera crew's work. The emotions were high, while the guest audience was being played like a ping pong game for all to see and feel. However, the camera crew made a mistake. They pulled the camera back to the man lying on the bed, and right there in front of the whole world was the problem for all to see. The man that just could not help himself had a plate of food right under his face. And I noticed that it was his hand grabbing the food and putting the food into his own mouth. I didn't see anybody shoving the food into his face for him, nor did I see anybody put a gun to his head to make him eat that food. He was making a choice to kill himself by indulging to the ignorance, indulging in his pleasure and voluntary overfeeding his body. And to the ignorance of the guest audience, they were falling for the fact that he was sick, hook, line, and sinker. Folks, was this man not responsible for his own choices? Yes, he was. Yet not according to the guest audience, who said that he was sick and just could not help himself. Now, to date, this man is deceased. He's dead. And the consequence in this case, he killed himself by overeating. If this man was sick, then where, I ask, was the love from the guest audience to warn him? And according to the guest audience, to overlook warning this man was their version of love, and no, in fact, it was a lack thereof. I want to give you another analogy to prove choice versus sickness. You're speeding down the highway, driving 70 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. You're breaking the law by 15 miles per hour. When you get pulled over by the police officer, the first thing he does is point his finger at what, folks? He points his finger at the law to show you your violation. He then hands you a ticket for your violation of that law, which is a form of judgment. In response, you say, "Ossifer, Ossifer, I'm sick and there's something wrong with my foot." Did you hear what I just said? There's something wrong with my foot. Take the ticket, rip it up, and throw it on the ground and say to the Ossifer, the police officer, I'm being facetious, of course, say to him after he gives you that ticket, after you blame your foot, rip up that ticket, throw it on the ground, and say, "Officer, I'm sick, not responsible, and you need to help me." Folks, how's that going to go over with the police officer? I'll tell you. He'll pull you out of the car, handcuff you, make an immediate arrest, and then throw you in the back of his squad car, laughing the whole time, of course, while he calls his buddies up, telling them, "Can you believe that this guy thought I was going to fall for the fact that he was sick?" This individual doesn't need a day with the counselor. This individual needs a day in front of the judge to pay for their violations, which are the consequences of the laws that were broken by this individual. And by the way, folks, this is how you establish righteousness through justice. And what's left off is justice in this country. What would have been the situation if there had been no law posted? There would have been no violation there. And if there had been no violation there, then that person didn't do anything wrong. This is where sickness makes its entrance. If you're sick, then you don't need to be responsible. What does the law do? It gives you a knowledge of your violation and brings you to your responsibility to choose liberty rather than jail, the right over the wrong, and life over death. It also eradicates all excuses like, "I'm sorry, someone needs to help me because I'm sick." Let me ask you something, America. Raising the standard right now before your very ears. What rule is man to go by when God's law, the Ten Commandments, not a ceremonial law which has been done in Christ, but his moral law which Christ never abrogated, never once. What rule is man to go by when God's law, the Ten Commandments, is taken out of sight? They used to be posted up until 1962. Remember when I said if there's no law, then there's no violation. Now they're sick rather than making bad choices. And who does it work for? It destroys men's souls, as does it destroy societies, and it also destroys countries. We've been on a major decline in this country since 1962. We said no to God's law, and we said yes to man's carnal nature, called bureaucracy. Instead of shooting for the stars, we said, go ahead, man, shoot for the floor. You know, a great preacher by the name of Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And with this mentality, criminals who commit crimes are being overlooked and excused or written off as being sick when they are simply making bad choices to break the law. And by the way, this may work with men, but it will not work on the day of judgment when every one of us will stand before a just and a holy God. This is why kids in America laugh at the law. This is why kids in America encourage themselves doing their crimes, because soft judges produce hardened criminals. When judges enforce the law because the judge loves liberty and loves people, he can enforce the law to put the fear of God in that criminal's sight as frontlets that he'll never break the law again. He'll fear to break the law because of the consequences of breaking the law. That's what's been taken away. Why do politicians continuously violate the laws? Because the conservatives in America are forgetting the cross of Jesus Christ. They're forgetting judgment, which is the very guardian of liberty, which is posted on the Supreme Court building. Just think about it, folks. We have all these legislators and all these lawyers in D.C. that are leaving off the law and justice. And the Bible says in Psalm 9:16, that God is known by the judgments that he's executed. So the very pith and marrow of God revealing himself, Isaiah 26, Psalm 9:16, Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 101, Psalm 97. The very habitation of God is justice and judgment, folks. I'm going to get back into this exposition right after this break. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, now here's the deal. If you haven't seen the New York Times piece that they did on us about a month ago, please check it out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'll tell you what, the media had a feeding frenzy on this ministry. Not only did they try to smear us, and there's a lot of positive stuff too, but it was interesting how the left attacked us, and then all of a sudden the New York Times came in. We were live at the State Fair in Minnesota here, and Serge Kowalski came up and said, "Hey, listen, I'm not like everybody else." And it's like,
I'm not like those guys.
Yeah, right. And he kept to his word, folks, so it was very fair piece. And if you'd like to check it out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check it out.
And that's right in the TV screen that you see on the front of Sons of Liberty News, so you can find that. And there's a couple of other things on there you might want to check out, too. We have, for instance, we're standing in the gap for justice. You see that all over all of our websites right now with the situation with MSNBC and how they slandered a ministry, but not just the concept of them doing it to us, but doing it across this country.
Well,
we can't get away with this.
Just think they had to omit two different pieces, and they had to omit a minute and about 3 or 4 seconds.
That's right, which shows what they're all about. Yeah. Look, truth doesn't need to be propped up. Lies definitely do. Oh, yeah. So you've got to construct and craft and create your own type of
lies. You know what's interesting about that, Jake, and I'm going to do a piece on this, but even prior to that, Rachel Maddow did a piece on me a year prior to that, trying to link me to a guy named Tom Emmer here in Minnesota through two handshakes, folks.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm going to do a piece on that, and we'll have that up probably sometime next week. But it's just exposing how she waited until he started to run for the gubernatorial position in the state.
Yeah.
And then what she did is he was a
legislator, yep, in here in Minnesota.
Okay, yeah, in Minnesota here. And I'm just trying to confirm everything I'm saying, because this is how well I don't know this guy. But it's interesting that she waited until he started to run for the governor of the state of Minnesota. And then she took the handshakes in one of our events from, what was it, 2 years prior? Or a year and a half prior, and then she took this story and converted it to make it fit
present
for the
day.
Times.
Right.
Yep, and they also even took us into the target protest. Mm-hmm. They try to create us into be a bunch of mongers, you know, when we're anti-crime preachers, not anti-gay preachers. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, it's interesting how they had to create those stories for the times and then put them out there, and there was nothing true about it, folks.
Yep, yep.
The only thing that was true is she got my name right.
That's true. She did get that right.
And
that's
so she waited a year later, and then she mm-hmm. wanted to go ahead and take another shot at the ministry, and she did that, and it was like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. You omitted a disclaimer. You know what you did. And on top of that, then she heightened the accusations, and then she tried to link us to Michelle Bachmann, which there's no affiliation. Mm-hmm. And if you want to call a handshake an affiliation, go ahead and do that. If you want to call something from 6 to 8 years ago, year was that?
Boy.
2003 or 4. I don't even know. Okay. I mean, the lefties, the whack jobs, know how to conjure dirt up.
Yeah.
And if they can't find it, then they create it, and that's exactly what they did. So, folks, if you want to see it, Serge did a great piece on the New York Times.
Yeah, definitely. Put it into perspective, too, so you can compare the two. I mean, NBC is the group that went and took Under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance during the U.S. Open. So there's no doubt of what the agenda is behind these driven sources. But I want to direct your attention right now to Sons of Liberty Radio. And on that site, you can see our Facebook page. Now, we just started this, and we just started getting quite a response, actually, at this point when we shot it out to all of our friends. But we want you to like this page now. We need our listeners to start getting involved in this. Every day, we're going to be posting something new. Now, some people do social media sites. We have that available on sonsoflibertyradio.com. You see it's SOL Media, so we're covering news topics. We're sharing stories that are relevant in this day and age and how you can apply what you know and your ammunition that you have to solving problems. But also on that Facebook page, when you become a fan, it just keeps you in the loop with different videos that we're posting, different stories and articles that we're covering during the show. So it's another way for you to stay in
line. You won't get bored.
That's right.
That's for sure.
And if you go to this, and as you can see, even on the Facebook, on the regular page there, we just got a New York Times article. There's always something going on. Bradley just wrote an article in WND, WorldNet Daily. So we're high-fiving those guys as well, providing content. Lots of stuff going on here, but this is another avenue to follow us. So everybody who's Facebook savvy, go to the Facebook icon in the upper right-hand corner of sonsoflibertyradio.com, and there it is. And also, for all of you listening by phone right now, we had a gal yesterday from Ohio call in and say, I listen by phone, but I never know when you're live because I'm always listening to the archives. It's 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time, and Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Again, we're a weekday show, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time, on Saturdays from 4 to 6, and we're also working webcasts. Hopefully by next week we should have something up and running where there's a stream where you can actually watch the show as well. So you can listen to it on your phone, you can listen to it online, you can watch the show on your webcast, and you can listen through a whole host of AM/FM stations on Saturdays.
And we also aired a documentary, a five-part documentary called My War on Television here in Minnesota. And it was a 13-week run, and that's now available as well. If you'd like to go to Movie.
Yeah, if you just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com,
okay.
Right?
Which
to the
is also
is
available
war.
On movieguide.org.
Oh, yeah, movieguide.org.
Okay, they're out there now, yep. Kicking it out. So, again, if you'd like to check those out, folks, we're going to throw some stuff. We did a comic book, which comics aren't just for kids, and you know that as well as I do, folks. But the comic book, we had Danny Bulinati. Say that really fast. Danny Bulinati. Who is an artist for Marvel and DC Comics, do the comic book for us. So does that sort of quality that we're actually kicking out, and it's my testimonial story, as is the My War documentary, which is everything that we're talking about over the last 3 weeks and hopefully in the next couple, three, or in the next 3 weeks that are ahead of us right now. So if you'd like to check those out, please do, folks. It's really that good. It's also on Genesis Communication Network on the bottom right corner if you'd like to click on it, see a trailer, see what's going on in public schools, because them kids are not stupid.
Yeah, and also, too, to add to that, that testimony book, it's actually started as a little white booklet of Bradley's life story, just of the redemptive power of Christ and a lot of great analogies and things like that. Well, we handed out, you know, 5 digits worth of these books across the country, lots of kids and lots of adults as well. As a matter of fact, when I used to be a waiter, I would give them out, and the moms would come back and say, I put this by my bedstand, it's so encouraging, uplifting, stuff like that. So it really had an impact, turned it into a comic book, like Bradley said. We got the best of the best artists on this. But one of the things, I'll just give you a quick testimony of a gal from North Carolina with the Sons of Liberty Riders, actually. They're a biker group, and also semi-truck drivers. But she got the comic book. She said her kid did not put the thing down. He was talking about the My War Bradley Dean as a new comic book superhero. Now, the reason I tell you that is because not because anybody cares, not that Bradley cares about being a superhero, but the fact is it's that influential to young people.
Yes, I do.
That they're reading it.
Yes,
and pretty
I
soon
do.
We're going to release the T-shirt, the T-shirt Skivvy combo. You know, like
ladies and
Batman.
Gentlemen, the Sons of Liberty, America's Vigilantes.
Ooh, I like that.
Did you
That's
like that?
Very good.
Now, I want to go back to one point because you kind of stepped in it again. And I have to do this every show just to kind of put your light out just a little bit.
Which is why you want to read his books, folks, and get his videos.
That's right. Well, you were talking about how you were a waiter, but can I just ask you something live in front of everybody? How long did that job last, Jake?
About 6 months. But I will admit, I was not a good waiter. But the good thing was...
I'm glad. See, now that's, folks...
But I always did, actually.
That's how people change, is when they admit their shortcomings.
I had to give away a lot of free food because I'd screw up so much. But I was a very good conversationalist. I would just get caught off talking to people. And next thing you know, I forgot about their food.
I don't know that the people
I know,
really
wanted to talk.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They wanted their food!
Yeah.
So back to the My War documentary, though. With the comic book, folks, I really encourage you to get this product. As a matter of fact... In fact, what we just posted today on Facebook, if you go to the fan page on Sons of Liberty Radio, go to the Facebook icon, you can see in a lot of these videos, that's examples of the comic book. So get into it, explore it, and I guarantee you, when you get this product, including
the
five-part
documentary,
that's right, you will not be unimpressed. Everybody we've sent out a Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD to, anybody who calls into our show, we've been giving those out to encourage people, to cause them to step it up, to give them some ammo so that they can win battles in their own community. They have not been let down. This product will not let you down. It will not let your young people down, and it's great family stuff as well.
We've been talking about the exposition that we've done in schools across the country, but what's interesting, folks, too, is we also use a band called Junkyard Prophet, who has videos. We've actually had videos wrap the globe four times with a potential of 444 million households. And in saying that, we have a CD called The Price. So if you have a young buck or a young man or an 80s dog, as we call them, that are still stuck in the 80s, this is the CD for you. We were actually second best unsigned band to a band called Payable on Death, POD. That's MTV's Darling. To say all that, to say this, the CD that we've had have sold over 40,000 units in the five-state area just in Minnesota alone. So, folks, we're not trying to push something that has not proven itself. There is a track record with everything that we've gotten. And, again, you have to take a listen to it. The guitar player was what? I think he was the third ranked in the world that we use on the recording. And, of course, I was on the drums, and Mass Dog, the singer, was the bass player as well. So we're all endorsed by major companies. So in saying that, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, if you want to, folks, you want to sample some of that, we're giving away a free download on Junkyard Prophet Music. That's the name of the band. Junkyard Prophet, like in the Bible, not profit as in the dollar bills.
Yeah.
Prophet Music, junkyardprophetmusic.com. You can go to that site. You can get a free download off of that. And, again, it won't let you down. You'll absolutely love it.
Okay, and right before that, Jake, you were talking about Junkyard Prophet. We also rank number 3, and we are also on the collegiate charts.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check those out. But the band is really cool. It's just a tool. Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. That's all it's about, folks. Nobody's trying to play the rock star. We're just using it as a facet on our utility belts because, again, we are the Sons of Liberty and we are the America's Vigilantes.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm having fun with you. But real quick, I'm going to give you an analogy right before the break, and then we're going to come back and finish up this hour. About 10 years ago now. Wow. My mom called me up. Said there was a guy named Dan, his livers and his kidneys shut down on him, and he had 2 to 10 days to live. And she said, son, she said, honey, would you go pray for Dan, this guy named Dan? I said, okay. So I went into a city called Fridley here in Minnesota, went up to the 4th floor, walked in, and I seen a man. His skin was like a orange peel because he had no blood kicking naturally through his body anymore. And keep in mind, his kidneys and his liver shut down. And I didn't really feel sorry for him when I seen him. I felt sorry for his dad, in whom he had to bury in 2 to 10 days, namely his son. And what I did is I ran him through the Ten Commandments, showed him a fence towards God and his need for Christ Jesus. And as I did that, we also prayed for this individual. But what's really interesting is when we walked in there, there was a terror-stricken look on his face. Don't forget that. A terror-stricken look on his face. Folks, after we prayed for him, his kidneys and his livers kicked in. The Lord says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That miracle was wrought. He's alive today. And I asked my mom 6 months later after we left the hospital, and he left the hospital in perfect health, might I add. I said, Mom, how was Dan? I said, is he drinking again? You know what she said to me, folks? She said, are you crazy? Dan hasn't even thought about taking another drink. Isn't it interesting how it's a law unto itself? When he thought he was going to lose his life, he wasn't sick because he hasn't even thought about taking another drink. I'll kick it off right when we get back to close up this segment. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I just got done telling you the story of how Dan's kidneys and his livers shut down. Jake was correcting me after we took our little segment break there. Just tell him I have a slur. That's what we have to do.
Like Bonnie Frank?
You know, yeah, who needs a little drool?
I'm telling you what, Viva America.
Yeah, come on now, come on. Getting a little fleshy on us. Hey, don't be making fun of the guy that had a gay prostitution ring kicking out of his house in 89. Well, he admitted it. Yeah, I mean, don't bring up none of that stuff.
Freedom of expression.
I agree with Newt, though. The man does belong in prison for the rest of his life. He's a criminal.
Against the people he serves.
Yes, he is. And he admits a lot of it. Mm-hmm.
Now, why in the world would a criminal get that emboldened to admit it?
And his name was also brought up in a pedophile investigation ring as well.
Yep.
Some young man said that he was flown to his house several times being violated by Barney Franks, I think when he was 11 or 12 years old. It's online if you'd like to see it. As a matter of fact, go to Conspiracy of Silence. It'll blow you away, folks. Conspiracy of Silence. Incredible. Incredible stuff. Let's get back to the exposition here. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Folks, why is it that when a person overeats and dies of obesity, America falls for the lie and then calls that person sick? Why is it that when a crime is committed, we blame the weapon instead of the criminal using the weapons? I've never seen the weapon go to jail.
No, I've never seen that either. No. I've seen them try to take away the weapons. But
As they encourage through Hollywood how to commit the crime. Why is it America that when the young drink alcohol, the justice system overlooks the law that says that it is illegal to drink alcohol before the age of 21 years old? And then what they do, instead of calling that young man a lawbreaker, they call him sick. And then they send him to their friends, the treatment centers, or to their friends, the prison system. Isn't that interesting how that works? Why is it that when the youth use drugs, we overlook the law that says it is illegal to use drugs? We then call that person sick instead of being what he rightfully is, a lawbreaker. Why is it that we buy what the media promotes, hopefully you don't, such as sex and perversion, and then wonder why we have sexual diseases, rape, and abortion? And then when the act is committed, some will say it's an accident, the rapist is sick, and abortion a choice instead of murder. Folks, the essence of my message to people across this country is the bottom line is every one of us, including you, needs to take responsibility for the actions that we make. Because once we understand our responsibility to obey the laws of the land through the choices that we make, then and only then will we have a reformed nation. And then and only then, Christians, will we have a revival, and not until then. Read Nehemiah 8. Read Isaiah 59. Read Isaiah 51.
I just want to bring this topic. You brought it earlier. What good, let's just say that a man does overeat or overdrink or oversmoke dope or sniff coke or whatever he's going to do. And we're loving him all the way. You know, we bail him out of jail when he does it. We give him a place to stay because he lost his house. We let him borrow our car because he wrecked his. We take care of his children because he needs to go out another binge. At the end of the day, when he dies, did we help him?
No.
We helped destroy him.
That's right.
Is exactly what we did.
That's right. I understand compassion and mercy. There's a place for that. But that comes in when that individual bows before the broken law of God and not until then. As he falls broken in prostrate before God's broken law.
Because if he hasn't, it's not really mercy or compassion.
Well, what did Christ do? What about the woman that was caught in adultery? What drove her to the foot of Christ?
Yep,
the law of God. D.L. Moody rightly said it's the law that drives you to the foot of the cross and can do no more.
Yep.
Christ does that through his grace, for by grace are we saved through faith and that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. But who brings us to repentance? John 16 says that the Holy Spirit came to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And America, listen carefully. The Holy Spirit never comforts a man that's in sin.
That's right.
Never.
That's right. Never gives him aid. Never gives him mercy.
And Christ is not the minister of sin. Don't sit there and call it grace, because grace is not there to cover up your sin. It's an empowerment to overcome and restrain you from your sin.
Mm-hmm.
Do your homework.
And just think, if you liken that unto crime, for example, what do people say now that this sickness versus choice crap comes in? Again, this is on our Facebook. Become a fan of it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, upper right-hand corner there. Crime. I'm insane. I'm mentally ill. I didn't mean to rape those 20 girls and then murder them and bury them under my house. I was sick.
I was drunk before I killed that family. But who made the choice to take the drink, put the keys in the ignition, turn the car on, and then drive away and take a chance on other people's lives?
That's right. Or how about a business owner? He's selling food with E. coli all over it. Well, you know, I'm just really sick. I just don't know the difference. You can't shut down my business because I poisoned 500,000 Americans.
Yeah.
Can you apply sickness to business?
Is that a mercy to the people that have been killed, or is that a mercy to the criminal? And isn't it a fact, America? The media has twisted judgment in such a form that you have more compassion for the criminal in this country than you do the victim. Tell me I'm lying.
No, that's exactly the truth. And that's what I'm getting at here with this. How about hotels? You come to a hotel room. There's bugs in the bed. There's a dirty toilet. And you go up to the guy at the front, and he says, well, you know, the people that are cleaning the rooms, you know, they're just sick. You know, they can't work that many hours. They can't work that hard. So at least we made the bed for you. Is that going to fly? No.
Great analogy,
doesn't it,
Jake.
It doesn't make it in society. Now, let me ask you the question. Through these business, through this crime, and through these hotels, who does the burden get shifted on then? If it's not the person who acted wrongfully, who does the burden fall on?
That's right.
It falls on those that
society.
Obey the law.
It falls on society. That's exactly right.
Those that
right.
are responsible. Not just society. It's actually a specific part of society. It's those that are responsible. Those that are good. Those that take responsibility for their actions. Those that didn't do wrong.
Well, that's
now,
society,
all of a sudden, they
got to
make... Well, society's filled with a lot of people. It's
yeah.
filled with good people
society
and bad people.
Society should be filled with good people.
That's right.
Therefore, it's the foxes that spoil the vine. It's yep. a little leaven that leaveneth the whole lump. America needs to get rid of the leaven in the lump so they don't have bad people in society.
That's right.
The whole purpose of government is to restrain from sin.
That's right.
So,
and whose fault is it? It's the person who chooses.
Something's out of whack.
That's right. It's the person who chooses and did wrong. That's whose fault it is. And that's where the burden should fall back on. It should not fall back on those that do right.
And it doesn't work with God, folks.
That's right.
Just think about that. I want you to hear this. The general of God rightly said this. The man that longs to be freed from his violations before God is ready for judgment.
That's right.
Don't ever forget that. It's great. Mm. The man that longs to be freed from his sin, his violations towards God, yep. is the one that's ready to stand before him.
Was that Martin Luther?
I think it was.
Was
I think
awesome.
It was.
You know, you said to sum that all up then, it destroys men personally. It will
yeah.
destroy a man's life. It destroys societies. And ultimately, when it all boils down, just like you concluded before, it destroys your soul when you stand before God, because none of this stuff that we build is going to fly.
And why are we called the light of the world? Because we were a nation that lived according to Christ as our leader, as our captain of our salvation, and as the lion of the tribe of Judah. And there is no king but King Jesus was the model
That's
during
right.
the Revolutionary War. That's why we were the light of the world, because we kept his justice and his judgments. It's when we gave that up and we said yes to bureaucracy and no to justice, that's when we began to sell ourselves out.
And
that's what we're seeing in our country. And by the way, when you withhold judgment from crime, you are encouraging crime. And why is crime being encouraged in our country through this now administration? Isn't that interesting? Listen to this. Hearken to me, listen carefully to me, my people, and give ear unto me, saith the Lord in Isaiah 51. He said, O my nation, we are his nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, my arms shall judge the people, the isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust.
Amen.
And we trust the Lord by acting upon his commandments.
Mm-hmm. It shows our trust.
It totally is. And it's a true proof of our faith to listen to his commandments, not his suggestions. And when we do that, we don't have to worry about looking behind our shoulder.
Right.
We don't have to be worrying about locking up our property because someone wants to steal it now. I mean, folks, that's how far gone things are becoming. But you know what? There's hope on the horizon, and his name is Jesus Christ, and forget it not.
Yeah, at any point in time in your life, there's no other name by which a man shall be saved. But it doesn't matter where a society is. That's why I don't get into this, oh, it's the end times. Look at all this bad stuff that's happening. There is not a point in time in society where Christ can't come in and redeem the situation.
If that was the case, why did God always send prophets to redeem and to restore his people?
Why did he send his son, period?
Can you imagine our forefathers saying that back in 1776? No help. It's all over with. And then 56 men believed God. They acted upon it. And now we have what we have 230-some years later, folks, you got Bradley and Jake. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask you a strange question. Here's the question. Have you ever been to the bathroom before? Not trying to be weird, but if you said no, you're seriously constipated. I'll give you the story on that tomorrow. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you then.
The Sons of Liberty.